All right, good. So because I know you guys are out there prospecting, and I want you to be doing it every day, and you're going to start with, if for some of you, one new person on your list every single day. Just make that bottom line. For some of you who want to grow a little faster, try two or three or maybe even five new people a day. Whatever it is, your choice, it's absolutely crucial you get in a behavioral pattern that you focus on the most important thing. Because there's one most important thing that you could do every single day, all day long, it would be recruiting. And that starts with getting names, right? You can't just recruit without having names. So building that names list is first step. And you want to constantly be putting more names on that names list to continue building, from which you get referrals and everything else. So one person on names list could generate 20 new names for you. And that's another thing you always need to think about. And if you're not asking for referrals, you're never going to get them. So that's another key to it. So we want to do that. And when we do that every single day, you know what? Every once in a while, somebody's going to fall in and go, bingo, I want to do the business. And you're going, wow, I love this. So how do I get a new business builder started? Right? Because you're panicked. You're going, I haven't found a new business builder in 10 years, 5 years, 3 years. I don't even know how to, what's step one with them, right? A lot of you feel that way. So what I'm going to do, you know, again, you may already have been trained in this by your upline. Whatever you're trained in, then if it's working for you, stick to it. And maybe just you'll get some new suggestions here that'll be able to add to what you're already doing. But as you all know, we came out with a brand new website. This was built by 8 presidential directors in the field, all high caliber people, millionaire club members. And they spent 4 months, and I was one of them, 4 months, January through April, producing this website. And it's ours. It belongs to the field. We have rights to amend it and adjust it and add to it. And we're already, you know, taking in suggestions for that. And we're going to have a special email address for people to send that in as soon as we get through this month, because we're still finishing off one piece of it. So it's a fun site. It's made for you. It's all for you. The whole concept was focusing on the field for this entire development of the site. So in it is a perfect place for you to get people started. You got it? When you start a brand new person, instead of relying on your own memory and sending out form documents and copying and pasting them and dropping the mail or trying to email them to people, the world wants to go to a website and learn. They want to watch short videos. They want to pick up things on their own. We're headed in a different direction today. The millennials are a whole different breed. You know, they want to be able to do something easy and quick and fast, and they don't want to, you know, mess with you and spend hours on the phone with you as we used to do in the past, or go to, you know, I remember I used to have Pathway to Presidential trainings in my, you know, house once a month for a period of 6 months, I believe the course was, or 4 months, and it was amazing. I mean, they were great. I had 25, 30 people there every single time I ran one. It was terrific. But the problem with it is that people aren't going to do that anymore. They're not going to come and sit at my house for a 4-hour training on Saturday for, you know, once a month for 4 months. They're just not going to do it. It's not the nature of the beast today. They want to be trained online. They want something they can zoom in. They can look at a website. They can tap into resources any time of the day to grow at their own pace as well. So your success system, if you haven't been to the site yet, go to the site. It's manatechsuccess.com. ManatechSuccess.com, and it came out at Manifest. It was broke first, so it's only 2 weeks out. 2 weeks, and if you're not using it, then you're stuck. So use it. I think there are 101 things, not just for a brand new person, but for you as an associate. So know that this site exists. But when you first sign up, your first associate, or, you know, a new associate. Not your first, but a new associate. The first thing that happens is Manatech, you're going to put them in, either you're going to be using a landing page where they sign up on their own, or you're going to be putting in their information getting them signed up and getting their products ordered, whatever way you choose to do that. But Manatech will send them what's called our success guide. It comes in the mail. I'm suggesting you don't wait for it to come in the mail. When I sign up a new associate, the first thing I do is I send them a copy of the success guide directly out of the Manatech Resource Library. I realize Manatech, when they send welcome to, you know, Manatech, they also have a copy of it attached there, but I make it more personal because I want them to understand in business for yourself, but not by yourself. They need to know you're a partner of theirs right out of the box. If you sign a brand new associate up and they don't hear from you for a week because you're waiting for them to get the success guide, how much, what level of confidence do they have that this is going to work for them? Little, if any. You should be on the phone with them once a day, you know, four times the first week, whatever, to help work with them on being a part of your business. They're a partner with you. So treat them as a partner, not as somebody, well, as soon as they get it, maybe they'll get a chance to look at it. Wrong, wrong, wrong. And this doesn't depend if they're going to be a, you know, a tortoise or a hare in growing their business. Either way, it doesn't matter. If they're going to be a hare, you better get them active the first day. You want to get paid. Build that list of 20 most potential people that would join you in this business. Let's call them today or tomorrow. You get that done right out of the box. That's kind of the fast start program. But if they don't want to do fast start, they just want to do normally, you're going to have them, you want them to start building their list, right? You don't want them sitting there doing nothing, waiting for a package to arrive in the mail. So what you want to do is you want to send them a success guide and kind of go through that a little bit with them once they get it so they review it. Determine the pace they want to work. If they want to work fast pace, fast start, you want to make sure they're building their list immediately and you immediately start doing three-way calls with them. I was talking to one of my new associates the other day and I said, you know, if you want to do this fast start, if you really want to put all your guts into it, we need to be doing at least 5 to 10 three-way calls on a daily basis the first week. Just get out there and do it. Connect. And why do I say that? Because the likelihood of success, you're probably going to have about 1 out of 10 that might want to get more information, or maybe you'll have 5 depending on their level of influence over the people they have on their list. But the idea is you want to get them new people on board as fast as possible. And with this website, you can actually assimilate people into your organization a lot faster than you've ever been able to do before, because the training doesn't come from you. It comes off the website. So it's all there for you. So determine the pace they want to work. And then my personal touch, this is just what Mary Jo does because I like the Eric Worre book so much. I buy every time he puts them on sale for like $5 or whatever. Lydia, doesn't he do that once in a while? We buy like 100, you know, I'll buy 50 of them or 100 of them because they're so cheap, you know. And then it gives me a little gift just appreciating somebody who's brand new in my organization to drop a GoPro book in the mail to them and welcome them to my business as my partner in the business, acknowledging them that they're in the business for themselves but not by themselves, right? So that's, but you, whatever you choose to do, that's up to you. That's not a requirement by every means. Then my next step is, besides having them review the success guide, is tying them into the ManitechSuccess.com website ASAP. Because that's where they're going to get a ton of education. It's not going to come from me talking to them every day for endless hours on the phone. They want to learn on their own. They want to get some things that, you know, and then you have a checklist of them going through it. So let's just talk about what this website does in terms of laying the groundwork for an incredible Manitech business. So when you get them to ManitechSuccess.com, of course, the first thing you get on the website is you have that welcome. That's the first page. No matter what you press, that you're going to get that. That's the opening page, and it's called our welcome page. And it's got a little write-up on building your business made easy, and then a great little 9-minute, almost 10-minute video that walks them through Manitech headquarters. You definitely want to have that as a checklist that they watch that. That's going to give them an introduction to who we are, the significance of our science, all the things that Manitech represents, our legal department, how that's important, our shipping, and then feel the heart and passion of our CEO and Al Balla. So all of that is included in that 9-minute, 53-second video. So make sure they're starting with that. And that piece in and of itself, I know some people have taken it off. I think Al's... It's in the Manitech. Oh, it's in Manitech Plus. They've actually, so you have an opportunity to actually use this video if you like it as much as I do, and many, many others. You can actually use it out of the Manitech Plus app and send it to somebody as an introduction to who Manitech is. So, but it's drafted from a perspective of welcome to Manitech to a new associate starting. So if you haven't used it in your prospecting directive, you definitely want to use it for, you know, introducing Manitech to a brand new associate. So they need to see that. Now, the next step after the welcome page, typically I go to foundation. Of course, it's only been out 2 weeks, but most people aren't like want to do, you know, 5 to 10 3-way calls with me the first couple of weeks that they're in the business. So I jump into the foundation tab, which is basically setting yourself up for a long-term success. And when you get into that one, you want to run them through the checklist. And the checklist is found on the first element under groundwork. It's called Lay the Foundation as New Associate. You complete in the first 24 to 48 hours. How can you do that if you're not tapping them into this site? You follow? You want to make sure that they get this stuff done. And what is on the checklist? A checklist contains all sorts of things. Number one, start your auto order. You want to make sure that they plug in their automatic order, which is what helps produce income for them, and get them to their 150 PV so they start getting checks, because getting checks is really important. Secondly, once you start getting checks, hopefully in their first month, you want to make sure that it's a direct deposit, right? And create your Manatech web account and set up direct deposit. That's the next steps on the checklist. So it tells them step by step how to do this. So you're not using this language. You have it all outlined for you so you don't have to teach and train them each step of the way. And you want to make sure this is what I'm doing. I'm duplicating and I'm putting their name at the top of this, and I just have a folder file on my desk of my new associates. And I put their name, and then I know I review with them, and I check it off as they get each of these things done. So start their auto order, create their Manatech web account, sign into your new Manatech web account, familiarize yourself with the new tools like Manatech Plus and Success Tracker. Why is that so important when you have a brand new associate? Because they get it for free for 90 days. So if you don't get them started looking at and understanding, they're not going to, it's going to be way over their head for most of them on their first visit. But if you don't have them start using it and going into it and looking at it and reviewing it to see the tools that they have, these incredible tools, guess what's going to happen? They're not going to use it for 90 days, and then they have to start paying for it. So you want to get them in a habit of using these on a daily basis, all of these materials. So that's why you want to get this training under the belt. Get started with their new Manatech Plus app for sharing information and prospects from a smart device, right? And that's on there. Make a little note when step four is getting started with their Manatech Plus app. We also have a full training on the website. It gives you – it's one screen that has, I think it's 9 individual small trainings walking you through step-by-step all the steps in the Manatech Plus. So, again, you don't want to do that training yourself. That's found under the Share tab, just so you heads up on that, Share tab, because that's really what Manatech mostly is for. It's about contact management and sharing, right? Sharing information. That's what it's really our delight in having that app that we have. So that's what you're going to want to be, and that's where you'll find it, under sharing solutions. So send them to that as well to make sure that they can get those trainings if you don't know where else to get the trainings for the Manatech Plus. They're all found in one location, one tab, and they can just run through them. All of them are small. Read through their success guide. Ta-da! That's why you sent it, right? And it actually gives, again, where they can find it in the library, but you're emailing it out because it's another touch by you. And then business basics and comp plan. They can learn right out of the box what are the most important things to, you know, the compensation plan document, first two bonuses, and the worksheets that they can use. And then understanding M5M Foundation, you want them to really understand what we're about. What's important to us, you know, an incredible looking at the website, understanding how we're feeding children all over the place and all over the world, and we have a new partner, and, you know, it's just awesome how many extra meals we're going to be providing for this year because of that new partnership arrangement. It's just catapulting us off the charts and how many children we're going to be impacting. So that's a blessing as well. And then finally, the North America Facebook page, you want them to be engaged. So being on the North America Facebook page, let them sign up for that, join and participate on the North America, and have them post, hey, heads up, brand new associate, blah, 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 and you can go. You can URL them and root them on the North America Facebook page. We need more posting on the North America Facebook page, and I think one of the reasons we're not getting as much as we should is because people just aren't actively registering new people, but that should be one of the things you do. So that's your checklist for your getting started. Just right out of the box, you want to make a checklist with your new associate. All right? And then next on laying the foundation, you're going to see the Manatech culture stories. Those are terrific. You have three different ones there. They don't necessarily have to watch all of them, but let them understand who we are and what we stand for, and that we're about real people having real results in their health and being able to, you know, have a passion to help others, because that's what you're getting from the stories that you see there. The next item on the page is, and that Who is Manatech section, the intriguing part of that is that it's not done yet. That's what I've been working on the last week and a half, and I'm going over to Manatech headquarters this week to hopefully start doing it. It's going to be a whiteboard animation. If some of you, you know, some of you remember the story of Manatech, and it kind of touched my heart that I don't want to lose our history. And the Manatech fact sheet, which is also on the same page right under Who is Manatech, the video, is a great place to see our history about the Dashe Act and, you know, all the laws that came in and how there was a perfect storm that helped us create this phenomenal company called Manatech and take off between McAnally and the Dashe Act and, you know, finally being able to talk about nutritional supplements, what they can do for the human body. My goodness, it just exploded, and that's what happened to Manatech. It took off like crazy in the 1990s and early 2000s. So that fact sheet's there for you. But Who is Manatech is really gets to the heart of, you know, the discovery that's really is at the heart and soul of who we are, which is our Ambritose, right? Our product on glyconutrients. So what's going to be in the whiteboard animation is kind of the story about Aunt Helen. If some of you remember Dr. Bill McAnally and Aunt Helen's story, that's part of the whiteboard animation as well, just to give the foundation about how, you know, as a little boy, you could have an experience in your life that just drove you to become who you became, and that's the story of Bill McAnally. And part of that process was his discovery of the active healing ingredient found in aloe vera called mannose. He discovered it, and it was really crazy by accident that he just came across that it was a carbohydrate, because who the heck would ever think of it being a carbohydrate? But that's the story. That's the path. That's the story. And what it created thereafter, the explosion of the industry and carbohydrate technology has been incredible. But that's what's going to be in that whiteboard animation, that story. So hopefully touch some people's hearts with that as well. Then after you get done with that, you go into the enhance your Manatech knowledge. We want to make sure people understand the essence of who we are with our Ambritose discovery, plus the core four products that we still call core four, plus Ambritose AO, Phytomatrix, and Ambritose, and then the fat loss system. We also have a little note in there that where they can find information on other products is all at manatechscience.org. And then we have the video, once again, Understanding Compensation Plan Basics. That's on their checklist. But notice we recycle back around that and also put it on the website because what's important here is that they really need to get a good basic core knowledge of our comp plan. It's so simple today compared to what we had in the past, and that's why we like to focus on it, make sure people understand how to get paid. The business action list is, when I do the comp plan, by the way, when I work with people on understanding compensation plan basics, I have them play that video, but then I go right down under business action, and you'll notice first goal to reach is AQ team. That's your business action list because that's the action you want them to take. They are going to be building that, what we call the pod, right? AQ team, the pod. And they can build a family pod, they can build friend pod, whatever they want to do. But the video there talks about AQ team, what it's all about, and then there's a download document that where they can fill it out, and it's a Manatech created document for the AQ team. So you want to, I attach that when I go over with a brand new person about compensation, when they're understanding compensation plan basics, that's the next step for me to take them through understanding compensation, how to get paid, how to start making. And my goal for people is in the first 30 days, if you're fast start, you ought to be making at least $500. And that doesn't include the bundle, advantages too, because a lot of you, when you look at this plan, a lot of you are leaving a lot on the table if you're not incorporating the bundles, because the bundles pay out a lot of money for a brand new person. So if somebody wants to sign up five, you know, it's the equivalent of what we used to know as like an all-star pack where you get a bonus for that. They have the same kind of bonuses built into, you know, people coming in buying $1,000 worth of product. The person not only gets a bunch of free products, but you as the enroller get a bonus paid on that as well. You'll get an extra bonus on that. So get familiar with that, because because that may be a better way for you to be introducing people how they can grow their money quickly, is the bundles. So print. I suggest in my outline today that you print the list of the bundles for yourself so you understand them. I have a copy of it laminated on my desk so I can help other people understand it as well in terms of building their business quickly and earning, maximizing their income levels. It's going to be using bundles. Okay, and then business action list, and, you know, as we look at the rest of the business action list here, we have know your why, we have build your list. All of these things are important for people. You know, the dream board, I just worked with somebody. I said, why do you want to do the business? And he says, well, Mary Jo, I really want to travel. I said, well, where do you want to travel? Notice though, don't let them stay real general in their whys, you know, and there's a whole thing about, you know, a download document plus a video to play there. But, you know, we depicted exactly where he wants to travel. You know, where's his big area of love? Europe. So now guess what? That's all built into his why, his visual, his picture, his building that why. That's it. He wanted the freedom to have the flexibility of doing that. He also wants a place on the beach in San Diego. I mean, these are important things. You want to drive that with people so they start building the vision of where they're going, their why. Why am I doing this? Because this is where I want to end up. So I want to be extremely successful at this so I can have my place on the beach in San Diego and I can travel around Europe, whatever that is. So get actively involved with them doing that. Build your list, the names list, and we want that, you know, that's something that never stops growing, right? And the importance of building the list. That's one of the things you want them to start doing really quickly, even if they might be stuck on their why a little bit, because that's going to get them started. You know, you want to get them starting to do three-way calls with you and start connecting with people. And if they get stuck in the water with, you know, SMART goals and building his and all the other activities, you know, you're putting off the inevitable, and you'd rather get them starting on those basic, you know, concepts of let's start connecting with some of the people and sharing the business opportunity and product opportunity with other people. Build that list. So build the list is what I would put as the first thing. Number one I want them to do on this is build that list, because it's a habit for life. They're always adding to it. Just like I told you, if you just make a commitment, add at least one name, if not five names, to your list every single day. Build your list. Then schedule your day, mindset. These are great things for people just to understand how important it is to schedule their day. And we learned a lot when we were at Manifest this year. You know, one of the speakers that had a major impact on me, not because we didn't learn it, but it was just another thing that really supported us, is the idea when you're out there scheduling your day, you want to make sure that you're putting focus on the one thing, right? You want to make sure if you could only do one thing all day long, what would that thing be? And then disciplining yourself, making sure that's part of scheduling your every day. So for us, of course, it's recruiting. So that means it's going out and meeting new people. So that should be part of every single day of our life, should be out there doing something. And when I kicked off the call this morning, what did I talk about? I talked about over the weekend I went to an art fair. Why did I do that? Well, I like art. I didn't buy a lot of art per se. I did buy some things for Christmas presents and whatever. But the important part of what I did do is interact with lots of people and found a couple that I thought would be prime targets for, you know, looking at another business, creating additional income. So that's what I'll follow up with them today and tomorrow, and that's what we do. So it's constantly building that list, and you want to make sure your people are really, you know, doing that, and then scheduling their day, you want to make sure they're focusing on doing that main activity. Schedule the day, focus on what's most important. It came out of Brian Tracy's training. If you could only do one thing all day long, what would it be? It's a great discipline, especially for those people who are coming out of 9-to-5 jobs that are used to having other people in control of their time. And then when they don't control their time, guess what happens? They become undisciplined and they just kind of sit around and don't get anything done. We know how that can happen easily too. We can end up running out to grocery store, Home Depot, Costco, you know, run over here, do this, do something else. We always have diversions in our life. They're inevitable because it's called life. But schedule your day. Here's my time for Manatech. Here's my time for prospecting. Here's my focal points. That's what needs to happen on your schedule. That's why scheduling day is so important. Mindset, you know, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're always going to be right. I love that quote from Henry Ford. It falls in alignment with everything I've ever been trained, you know, as a man thinketh, so is he. You know, the other day I don't know where I was. Maybe it was at the art fair. It happens to me a lot, but I'm out there and somebody would make a comment. They go, Mary Jo, you just seem full of joy. And I said, you know what? It's just a choice. And they looked at me. It was intriguing because they thought about it for a while. And they said, you know, that's interesting. How did you come up with that? And I said, trust me, that didn't come from Mary Jo. I said, I've read enough books and I've done enough self-development to understand that our mindset is really our choice. We choose it. There are a lot of bad things that can happen in life, and I've had my share of them in my life, as many of you know. I mean, you know, a grandson at 4 that drowned in a swimming pool, and my brother was shot and killed by his wife. I mean, I've had a lot of crazy things that have happened in my life, but you know what? It's always about what's on the other side. What do we do about it? I can't change what just happened, but I can make a significant difference in the world starting in this moment. And it's about choosing joy and choosing to move forward in a way that contributes to as many people as possible. So be the rock, not the, you know, faltering leaf. And it doesn't mean that we don't go through pain and agony in our life for different things, but you know, we get stuck in it. And it's not going to, thinking about the past, it will never get you anywhere. The past only does one thing for you. You can learn some lessons from it, but you can't change it. So the idea is, what can I change? My future. I can change what's going to happen between now and midnight tonight, but only I can do that if I choose it. Otherwise, I can just become lame and sit around and do nothing again. Or I can go out and say, I'm ready to go make a difference in people's lives, because that's what I'm called to do. So the idea is, mindset's so critically important. So you want to work on that with your people so they understand that. And there are a lot of, this is where reading great books can be helpful. There are a lot of tutorials out there. There's a lot of, you know, they can listen to some great speakers out there. It's just filling their mind with the right thing. This is one thing I will suggest to you that South Africa does in an incredible way. Louis and Leone are such strong believers in creating proper mindsets. They have book of the month clubs. They have, you know, where you read 2 books a month, and they recommend exactly what to read. So they know, they control that in their organization. They have book of the month club, and their leaders all understand it, and it's a set of books that they, and we've kind of built that on this website. We've put a library here, and you could be, you know, talking to your brand new person about book of the month. And one of the first books we want people to read is Go Pro. I'm not sure everybody follows that, but I like that. So that's kind of my first one. But then I want them to start working on success mindset. I want them to believe success mindset. If you don't believe in success and you don't have a success mindset, you're going to create exactly what you're thinking. So if you think you can or you think you can't, you know what? You're always going to be right. So important to get that mindset right with people and make sure they're starting to read good books and be around that. And some of you go, well, Mary Jo, I think I better work on that for myself first. That's a great idea. Because you know what? You're going to be a big influence over that person. So if you don't have the right mindset, you're going to sell them short as well and take them down the wrong path. All right? So that's the next. Mindset's really good. And you can talk about setting your SMART goals. I love that. There's a great video there. And then also there's a download document where they can fill it in. And you want to make sure you work with those people, make sure they're done right, they're done in an effective way, and review their goals with them, because that's important to get started. And then the last two documents found in this section on the Lay the Foundation page are documents that are about, you know, setting themselves up in a business, right? It's, you have the best practices of a home-based business. And I helped prepare this, and legal head climb all over it in 10 different ways, but it still is, it got some great ideas in there about how to build your business and keep track of your business expenses. You're in business for yourself now, so you have a ton of tax advantages of home-based business. And I couldn't get very involved in all the many, many ways. Some of you have taken my tax training, so you know a lot more. But it does give you some basics, some bare-bone basics that can help anybody. So that best practice of home-based business is a great document to get them kicked off in that direction, as well as a monthly expense tracker sheet so that they can start keeping track of their expenses. And a lot of people don't do that, and they're wasting all those write-offs because, you know, you can write all that off, and if some of them are limited by how much income you make in your first year, it doesn't matter. You can carry them over to the next year. So the idea, you never lose them. In fact, I think I told somebody the other day, I sold a piece of property last year because it was just inconvenient for Lydia and I to continue driving out there and supporting it. You know, when you have rental properties, there's a lot of backup work that needs to be done. And it was a good hour drive from my house. So we ended up selling it last year for 2.5 times what I bought it for. And I had written off a lot of it. I bought it in 2007 when the market collapsed. And so there was a lot of gain. But because I had lost some money in the stock market 10, 15 years ago, guess what? I went back on my tax returns and I took that carryover loss and I basically paid little if any because I still had to recapture the depreciation. But I had like a, I don't know, what was it, a $70,000 gain or something on it, and I paid like no income tax on it. Same thing applies with you doing your Manatech business. Carry over your losses from year to year next year, and then you can offset income. The whole concept of being smart around your business is to pay the least amount of taxes as you possibly can. And that doesn't mean cheat, to take advantage of all the benefits the tax system has for you. And that's what we're trying to do and help people with that on these two documents, Best Practice of Home-Based Business and the Monthly Expense Tracker Sheet. So that's all there for everybody. So what a great way to, you know, kick somebody off. The other things that you're going to find on this page, laying the foundation, and this, again, getting a new person started. What a beautiful way to do it with lots of videos. Does it have to be done in one day? Of course not. They can't absorb all this in one day. But it is a place you can go to walk somebody through and walk them through one thing at a time and get them, make sure that they get their things done, as at the same time as you can start prospecting with them as well, right? To start getting their warm list done so you can start talking to their family members, their friends, people close to them, doing their three-way calls. And I'm going to take you there in a second to show you how to do that to get these people, because you don't want to get stuck in building a foundation for 3 weeks before you talk to somebody. You want them to get into the habit of our most important habit that we have, which is recruiting, right? So suggested reading list, let's talk about that a little bit. And, of course, Magic of the Believing is a great book by Claude Bristow. That's just believing in themselves, believe you can, believe you can't, right? It's truly about having the right subconscious mind, feeding the brain the right things. And then The Miracle Morning, Not So Obvious Secret Guaranteed to Transform Your Life Before 8 o'clock. This came from Wendy Kramer's group. I haven't even read it myself, but I've ordered it. You can purchase it. Again, all these things you can purchase direct at Amazon by just clicking the button there. And a day planner book, that's to help you get structured, right? Plan your day. Not So Obvious Secret to Transform Your Life. Plan your day. Okay, you start with a successful mindset and a plan of action every single day. So if that's not part of what you're doing, this is something you may want to secure for yourself and give it a try, because people, planning your day is so critical. It's all about scheduling your day, planning your day, all the same thing. You got to get your day planned. Otherwise, guess what? You're going to get what you plan for, nothing. And so each day needs to have an action plan. What am I going to get done each one of those days? All right. So now let's talk about that's laying the foundation. I want to make sure that you're also getting to the Connect and Invite tab that's on the same website. And the importance of that is, again, even as you're walking a brand new associate, to lay that foundation of all those great things of, you know, scheduling and building their goals, setting their why, getting clarity on all these things. You also want to be working with them on starting to connect with people. So the next tab is critically important, connecting with people. They can see that it's an art, not a science, right? Invite to what? There are 101 different things that you can connect people to or with, and Zooms. You can do coffee shops, just giving people lots of ideas of how that looks, what that looks like. And then you have a lot of enhancing knowledge, giving them a bunch of skills in here and levels of formality and approaching their contacts on their list. And then three-way calls for inviting. That's really big. You want to make sure that you, as upline, of course, I'm talking about how you work this website with a brand new associate. You can't do any of this if you don't familiarize yourself with what's available here. And it's an incredible website to support you as well. So there's languaging around three-way calls. There's scripts there, icebreaker scripts, engagement headlines. If they want to do social media things, all of that is there. And then some more great books to help you grow. But you want to feed into that connecting section as well, because you're going to start doing that immediately with your new person. So progress, you want to familiar. First of all, you want to be so familiar with this website, you know exactly what's there in your sleep. And for those of us that were part of the group that built it, we really have a great idea of what's available for us right there because we built it for you. But for all of you who have seen it for the first time, you really need to go in, delve into it, understand it, because, you know, if you're going to take a brand new person through it, you better understand it yourself. But notice how so much is there and available for you to just bring any brand new person along. And you want to do it in a charted format like I just kind of went through, because what's going to happen is how you train up that new associate is going to be exactly how they train up the people they bring in, right? So do it the right way. Use a support system that really helps you stay on track. And if you have feedback on the site, you know, we're willing to take and listen to you about feedback. Give us ideas. We're eyes open to that. This site is yours. It's a field site. I know it's called ManatechSuccess.com, and Manatech's been incredibly supportive in building it with us, but the idea is that it's built by the field for the field. So it's all about us giving ourselves the best possible tools we have to get people up and running and started in our business. So that's how I get a new business builder started. I hope and pray that you guys find 100 of them so that you can get them all started equally as well and off to the races running, and make sure you're emphasizing that you're out there, you know, recruiting every single day. You want to be signing up new people, bringing new people on, or at least getting names on your list and connecting with people, because that is truly the fuel behind our business, is meeting new people and getting new people started so that we can run our business in a way that's honoring and fun and enjoyable, because you're adding new partners to serve with you in this incredible business. Okay, that's all I have to say for today. I think I covered everything on the topics. Anyone, any comments, any questions? Anyone been on the site and been using it already?
I went on it, and I thought it was great.
Great, thanks.
Mary Jo, I am excited about what you have put together, and the others. I appreciate it very, very much. I'm wondering if those items are available now. For instance, like the I tried just now to download the paper on the taxes, on the expense thing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And that does not come up. Are those things not there yet, or is it just another time for me to try that?
They're all there. Are you talking about the monthly expense tracker sheet?
Yes.
Once I just clicked on it and opened up right away.
Okay, so it may be
I'm afraid that maybe it's just yours is just a little slow, but everything is there immediately. So I would maybe get with Lydia and see if she can help you with your computer in some way, shape, or form to make that happen. But, everything's available. The only thing that's not available on the website right now is what I told you before, which is that whiteboard animation, which is found. It's found on the foundation page. It's entitled, Who is Manatech? And
uh-huh.
It says play video, but there's no video to play there because we don't have the whiteboard animation yet. But the whiteboard animation's going in there. That's the only piece that's not there. So your checklist, your monthly expense tracker sheet, your best practices of home-based business, all of that, Patsy, I just click on it and pops right up on my computer. Like it doesn't even take, I'd say, seconds.
Thank you enough.
Okay, good, good.
Awesome.
You bet. Anyone else?
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
Hi, thanks for the call. I didn't catch all the last call because I had to switch phones, but when I click on best practices and monthly expense tracker, my computer says your connection was interrupted, so I don't know if that's something to do with my computer or...
It's part of your computer. It's probably your connection is interrupted typically is your whatever, you know, your service is coming into your home. There's something that caused some disconnection in your service.
Okay, I'll work on
your provider service. Yeah, and some of you, you know, that's another thing to look into. I know we rearranged our office to get a new provider serving us because Lydia and I were having some hard times with getting stuff in and having adequate, you know, reception, and now it's like unbelievable. I mean, it's as fast as, like I said, I press that button, boom, it's right there. So there are a lot of there's a lot of competition on service providers out there. So I'm just suggesting if yours isn't working for you, then find one that will, because there's a lot of competition. So the pricing is very, very favorable for consumers because they're looking to take over areas and categories. So just keep your eyes open for that. I know everybody goes, Mary Jo, I hate change. Fall in love with change. It's inevitable. If change threatens you, people, you're going to be threatened every day of your life because, you know,
yeah.
I know we'd like everything to be like it was 25 years ago, but trust me, for a lot of us, we need to look at this, especially in our age bracket, because I'm in my 60s now and above. We look at it and we go, if we just look at how everything's changed in the last 10 years, our pace of change is twice as fast as what it was in the last 10 years. Does that make sense? So it's like, okay, I think I better get on this. This train because if I'm still sitting at the stop, I'm in really big trouble. And we can't keep going. Oh, I'm going to rely on my grandchildren, my great grands, to help me through all this. They could support you in learning more, but we need to take it on ourselves to say, I really want to stay on top of what's happening. And again, for those of you in my organization, you have a great resource in Lydia because she loves to help teach and train and help direct you on those kind of things. Technology is her gig. So anyone else? Yeah.
Does one internet thing tend to work better than another, like Chrome versus internet versus Firefox with this kind of stuff?
I think that that's a more of a Lydia question. I know that Lydia has me doing Chrome for certain things and other things for others. So there's got to be some distinction between them, but I don't know. That's a good question. That's more of, you know, if I put Lydia on here, I should have her probably take over the Monday call sometime, and just you guys can ask any technology question you have. What did that do? That'd be a heyday, right? I know. Yeah, you can, but you can call your provider and talk to them, and you can hunt around and see, you know, there's a lot of information out there on all of this, and sometimes it just, you know, you can even go to an Apple store and talk to people about that, you know, even if you don't have an Apple computer, just talk to them. I mean, those guys are like geniuses. They're 10 times stronger than Lydia is in technology issues. So that's what I'd advise you to do. Just, but don't sit back and feel like, you know, the website's down, something's wrong with Manatech's website or something's down with this. Start tackling what can I do differently to get better resources at my home and maximize that, because it's changing so fast that there's always a better way to skin the cat. I hope my cats didn't hear that. Okay. I have three of them, and they wouldn't be very happy with me. Okay. All right. Any other questions? Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
I've got a question in the comment. Question is, who were the five on your team that did that beautiful success page?
There are actually eight of us. We had Wendy Kramer, Ron and Paulette Roy, Amanda Luttrell, Joellen Hooper, Michael Vanderhoof, and Joyce Oliveto, and then Mary Jo. Yeah.
Okay.
Great group of people.
That's wonderful. I was
people.
Very excited.
What a great group.
That is so good to have that unveiled. I'm going to send you an email about it. And also, I just sent you an email about the whiteboard. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Great. Me too. I'm looking forward to creating it. That's on the project list this week. So, yeah, good.
And I think you should look into having Lydia do some kind of computer basics to refresh some of our little minds that have
forgotten. I could do that.
Forgotten.
I could do that. Thanks. Yeah, good idea.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
This is Diane. What surprised me, I read on with Jack Canfield how he had actually encouraged about doing your vision board, a new one, a different one every year.
Uh-huh. Right.
And it was like, that really surprised me because I've been looking at the same one for about 10 years. And it was like, oh, okay, maybe.
Well, why do you
time.
Think he's telling, let's talk about the why. Why do you think
right.
he tells you to do that?
That it should be, you know, something new and fresh.
Correct.
And
because what happens with a vision board for some of you, here, let's just run through this. If you have a vision board and the years have gone by and nothing has come true to you, what do you start believing about your vision board?
Exactly.
You
exactly.
get it? You lose interest in it because you believe, well, that was a good idea,
that's
but it's not working.
But it's
go
not
like
working.
This.
Right.
It's not working for me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Instead of, you know, we work to make the vision board come true, you know, but you always want to have a bigger vision. And some of you maybe, if you do it, instead of doing a vision board for 10 years from now, you may be doing a vision board just for 12 months from now. What do I want to accomplish by 12 months? And you
mm-hmm.
might have a new directorship. And so you have more of an immediate, you know, goal. You can have your big ideas. You might put one big idea out there, but know that that's a 10-year thing. But other ones that are more directly so that you're driven to really accomplish what you're looking at. Yeah.
Right.
Got it? Yeah.
Thanks.
Yep, yep. You bet. Yeah. Revamping your vision board. And we change as people, too. I mean, you know, we go through different things in our lives that change us, hopefully. We're like, you know, green and growing. We don't want to be ripe and rotting. We want to be green and growing. So I know I change. So, okay, good, good. But also remember that vision boards are bigger than goals. I mean, I don't want to downplay the importance of having some big vision on your board. I look at mine right now and there's a lot of things that I've accomplished, but there's still, I have this beautiful piece of property that's on a lake with boats and that kind of stuff. And it was my visualization for me having a place to take my grandkids. And that's never come true. Now, I've taken them all around the world to different places, right? I mean, I've traveled with them and taken them to different places, but I never did quite get that piece. But it's still there. It just is less important to me. If I built my vision board again, I would probably take that off because it's not really something that is that important for me. Yeah. Okay.
And it also brings up the part about change. Since we have to be embracing change,
yeah,
then our visions do change, and so
yeah,
that
do.
Helps us get more aligned. So,
they do.
Good point.
Yeah. Yeah. Like my vision, if I built a new vision board today, I would probably have, you know, South Africa and South America, and I would have all my grandchildren, you know, because, you know, my new vision for them is to join me in the mission field in those two continents because there's so much activity going on, and it's just such a blessing to be a part of that and cultural, learn different cultures. So that would be big for me that I would, you know, take them off and those kind of things. So there's just different things that become, you know, more important to you as you every year, but it's still important to have a vision board. I mean, it's you got to look at, you know, a lot of us we settle. It's kind of like the story. Many of you have probably heard the story. Like if I don't know how many dog owners I have in this call, but if you gave your dog like a bone from a steak, they would probably go crazy. They'd love it. But the reality is, do they want the bone, or would if you put the steak in a bowl and then the bone in another bowl, which bowl would they go after? They would go after the steak, man. They're settling on the bone because that's all you give them. So they settle on it, and they enjoy it, but they'd still much rather have the steak. And that kind of analogy you need to draw in your own life. What am I settling for? When I really want the steak, what is my steak in my life that I really want? And I'm settling on the bone. And it doesn't matter how old you are, what your walk of life is, how much money you have in the bank today, you have a great opportunity with Manatech to create whatever that is for you. And it's just about committing and saying, you know what, Mary Jo, I have fallen into the trap of living my life mundane way and just allowing life to go on instead of me stepping into it and controlling it. You have that option. I can't make you choose that. All I can tell you is the world's at your feet when you step into that realm. But it takes you saying, you know what, I'm going to step into making a difference. I'm going to step into doing something different. I'm going to step into changing what's going around me. And then take action and go make it happen. It's that, it sounds simple, and it really isn't that complicated, but our brains sometimes sell us short, and there's too much out there to do. I feel like I'm talking to you right now at 63. I think if I'm 83, if I were on this call with you at 83, God gives me that 20 more years to be here, and Manitech's thriving as ever. You know what? I'm going to be saying the same thing. I'll be talking about what I'm going to do in my next 20 years, right? Because that's a lot of time to do a lot of things and get a lot of things accomplished. So, all right, everyone. Love you guys. Have a great week. Let's go out there and, you know, schedule our day, spend some time on the website, you know, learn it, start, you know, but you can't take a new person through it unless you sign a new person up. How's that for a start? But that's what you want to do. Start working on who is my next sign up. Let's get out there and do some recruiting. And I'm going to tell you that website in itself will help you attract people to Manitech because they'll love the ease at which you can bring a brand new person on board. Okay? All right, everyone. Love you. Have a great week. Bye, everyone.